different strokes.
Everyone, my go-to is Jill.
But
I'm tired. You've got a lot of time to wait for you. I give you like 15 minutes.
I want to know what sent Common crazy.
You just received £10.
I want to know.
You're just curious.
Well, I want to know what inspired Andre to start wearing the head wrap.
When I sent it, I heard your phone.
There's a mystery about
it. It killed the cat, though.
Plus, I saw her in booty shorts the other day on stage.
Me too.
She still got it.
Don't have a Gabriel. Dick, bro.
Look, stop saying that.
Can we record now, please?
Yeah, we are.
Like, the Badusi isn't me. A thing.
Oh my God, crazy.
No, but, you know, there was a Chinese rapper the other day. You see him? He was rapping and he said, I get so much pussy, I'm returned to Badusi. And then he said, Badusi.
I think he just said it to rhyme it. I think he just used it to rhyme it because Badusi isn't an actual thing. It's, it's a smell.
It's a
smell, no?
Guys, wait.
It's a thing that's created.
It is the scent.
It's a scent. You can't be like...
Badusi is a scent. That it can't be a thing.
Badusi, it's created it's amongst scent. Other things.
I feel like every episode we're trying to educate Gabs in
on something new.
It's like saying, O's truffle butter.
Gabriel
truffle
more,
butter isn't a thing.
Hold on, guys.
It's a very disgusting thing.
If Gabriel
thing
was any more ignorant, he'd be a racist, bro.
Yep.
Guys, let me show you what I'm talking about.
True.
He said Badusi.
We know what it means, bro.
We're the ones that told you what it means.
We've all seen the movie How to Be a Player.
Bussy. Why did he harmonize it like that? He went off for offices, man.
But he's not calling something Badusi. He's explained a whole bunch of shit and then it's like, Badusi. It's like a concoction that comes at the end
he
of it.
Said, I get so much pussy, I might switch to Bussy.
No, yeah.
Your bitch Asian, so I'll call her for some sippy.
No.
Badusi.
Yeah, the whole concoction.
You know what Bussy is? You know what Bussy is?
No, what's that?
It's boy pussy.
This is episode... This is episode 189 of the DSP podcast with myself, Reese. Who's you have in the studio to my left?
Boy pussy.
Drinks.
To my right.
Pretty pink princess.
To her right.
Badusi.
Behind the camera.
What is that gargling?
Mark, how you doing?
What's that gargling?
I'm alive, man. I'm well. I'm alive. I'm kicking.
Did you just go?
Yeah. I'm here.
Stop. Everybody Gab, stop.
Gabs, how you
right
doing?
Now.
I'm good. It's been a good week. Good start of the year, actually. I hope everyone's having a good start of the year.
Can't complain yet.
It's almost March, man.
Yeah, but it's still start of the year.
First quarter.
Birthday month.
First quarter ain't even ended yet, isn't it? March is a lit month. It's my sister's birthday. It's Reese's birthday, yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
Niece's birthday and nephew's birthday.
Oh, it's
I said, why is man giving me a dirty look? For them triple bifocal glasses. But I just asked you how you were doing. Man, give me a dirty look. Calm down, Howard. Like, what do you mean, bruv?
I am okay. It's nice to see you, dude. I've missed you.
Do you know who really missed you?
Wow.
Gabs.
I did.
Barring us three, obviously, Gab's actually very much.
I did laugh listening back to before I even asked Katie how she's doing. I did laugh at last week's episode, yeah.
Funny.
When Gabriel said something about waxing chest and he was like, brother, I'm not your gal. shout out to Reese, I was crying.
Wait,
no, O said that.
Then Katie was like, yeah, shout out Reese.
Yeah.
I was crying.
We missed you out here.
Yeah, we missed you. Gabs has mentioned you. Multiple times in the sense of if Reese was here, he would da-da-da-da-da. Oh, no. You're going to get away with this because Reese is going to be here.
Mark was a bit, no one was marking him.
No one should be marking me.
It was an easy game. It was at Haaland yesterday, right?
Just running through the middle.
Yeah, he didn't think he won.
Wow.
I just thought he was getting away with a couple of things.
There have been a Migolo.
No, we're checking him.
As Gabs would say, in an amigo.
It sounds like you're hating on me though, Gabs.
No, I'm just saying, man. I just didn't like the fact
oh, really?
Yeah. Reese is here now, you know what I'm saying? Kante's back.
Yeah. Oh, dear!
No more loose movements.
Hey, yo!
Oh, wow!
Come on.
You know, I'm laughing.
Who's moving loose?
When I'm thinking Kante, I'm thinking of that little cartoon Bill now, and they're the same person with the head shape. Katie, how you doing?
I'm good, you know. I did something really funny today, and oh, it's just hilarious. So you know me, I love my nails. Got my nails done yesterday. Mm-hmm. Normal thing, hands, feet. You know. Huh? Your fault. Got them done yesterday, whatever, and coming to work, and it's kind of a thing. I want to see you now. Yeah. I feel pretty. Why did I go to lunch and bite into burger?
Bite your nail off.
Fucking idiot. Like, literally, I was like...
You're hungry.
Oh, my God.
But this is what I'm saying. I was actually starving.
It won't come off.
Bite the back of my
heart. I was hungry.
You bit the nail off?
Look, the small corner. You can't really tell, but it's like the smallest little... Like, it just got
How
in the way.
How do you eat your burger, man? Shit.
Because my nails are longer. Fucking and I went like this. Yeah. But it was like... I went...
No reach.
But I heard the crunch. I went, what the fuck? But I cracked it, but then I've just kind of taken it off and filed it. But I just thought I'd share that with you, look, because, you know, that's how...
You roll.
Can you educate the public,
Nyan burger.
On the type of nails you have? They're called, is it acrylic?
They're gels. Acrylic gel?
They're shellac.
Gel. Gel, shellac. So I get shellac powder on them. All
right.
Yeah, and the shape is called...
How much they cost?
Stiletto.
Usually.
It depends. I think people pay ridiculous amounts of money. I pay about £40 for a full set with design, whatever. Okay. 45 depending on what I'm doing.
You get your lashes done every month?
Yeah.
He's landing people. He's landing.
I know he's doing that. I get my, yeah. I get my hands, feet and my lashes done.
He's landing.
Okay, so how much are lashes?
Here comes the approach.
It depends if you're getting full set or an infill.
Get ready for impact.
Depends. How much I pay personally?
Yeah, you pay personally?
I will pay about, I think, about the same, about $4.45. If I'm doing it infill.
Okay,
and if they're full set, 50 maybe.
Gabriel the Tower, he's coming in slowly.
Feet,
he's coming in.
Feet are actually the cheapest. Feet are 25.
So how much did you say overall? Like,
well, you did enough.
110.
I spend under £150 for all three.
What about waxing?
If I factor in a wax, then that's about...
Full body wax at £8, right?
What?
You don't do full body.
No, I just.
What are you looking at me for?
Not like, everybody. No, but I just Hollywood, and a wax isn't Hollywood. Every month. It's every couple months. So every like maybe 2 months.
Yeah, how quick you think she's growing hair?
No, I'm just trying to calculate how much women spend on. It's a lot.
But then it's all. I like it. I like to just
a haircut. You get what in a month? You get probably two.
Two.
It's not all women though, because some women don't always get nails.
You get one too.
Yeah, me too.
I used to get my hair cut every 10 days.
Yeah.
What's his name on
Michael.
Premier League.
Michael.
How often is it every literally
6 days?
Yeah.
That's
it's under wow. 7 days.
This is why people are getting dreads now, because the twist is like 5 weeks, every 5 weeks.
No, you still need a line.
No, but you still need to refresh.
I changed though. Post lockdown, before we even get to this, post lockdown, I get a haircut once a month. Unless I'm going somewhere, like me and my boys, unless we're going somewhere, we don't get a haircut.
And what did you say, every 10 days? That's
I used to get my haircut every. No.
Is that
10
too
days
much?
Is, 10 days is ridiculous.
Would it need to be every 2 weeks?
It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround. It's actually ridiculous.
Actually, yeah, that's true because there's...
The way my new barber cuts my hair... The way my new barber cuts my hair, if he cuts my hair properly, my haircut lasts for 2 weeks. So I've had my trim now for like 3 weeks and my hair's only growing out now and I can only tell because my moustache is growing over.
Oh, so you're doing the...
Yeah, so it's not mad, but I can feel it.
But
my hair is fine. My hair is actually fine.
Nowadays, a haircut is what? £30?
Yeah, I pay
people still have
not
the same
me.
Barber.
But I pay £30, but
£10,
I pay £30 at Smoky Barbers, and I should actually be paying more.
Oh, Smoky Barbers is like the popular.
Yeah, but my other barber cuts from there now, so I should be paying more, but I pay £30.
Okay.
Also, the reason why I asked you to go last because I know you always have a story. That's why I asked, how are you doing, and I knew you had a story.
Yeah, because I had a story.
Trim is £30.
You know,
I pay 30 for two haircuts.
You want to know how much it was the last time I went and got a haircut?
That's right.
Yeah.
I got a haircut last when prices were like £7.
What was your youth?
That's what I remember.
You ain't had hair in years.
No, it would have been like when I was 20. So like
8 years ago.
Yeah, like eight, nine years ago. Yeah,
inflation has happened.
My haircut's
big time.
Plus, I get with a £30 trim. I'm getting one. It's not just my trim; it's my beard, and I'm getting like proper. Sometimes a spray. I don't need to spray. Microfibers, they were like, they'll give me the do-rag thing, they'll spray my hair. Man. You know the trouble where they flatten out the front of your hair before they cut you? Like, it's a lot more of a service.
Is that you getting the full work?
I get the spray sometimes.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
But does that come off though, the spray thing?
No, it stays on for like, you shouldn't, even if they spray your beard, you shouldn't. It's that dye. It comes off, but not like straight away. It's like within like, you got to leave it for, like, don't wash your face and it will sweat in the next fucking 2 hours. But it just stays there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Cool.
You're so Bayesian, Jesus. Mark, kick us off, please.
Wow, that was loud.
I want to talk about dads. And when I say this, it's like TV and movies. Who would everyone pick as their idol dad from?
This is easy.
Michael Kyle.
Yeah, mine too.
That's just without any question.
Michael Kyle from Phil. My wife and kids. You say Uncle Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for me, it's out of them two.
Mine's we? Always going to be...
we?
we. Yeah. I'll throw
and the
rant.
Black guy from the black guy who the George Jefferson who has the orchestra house trim all sides
oh,
in the middle
oh with the roof missing
yeah all sides in the middle.
I can't even think of my ideal TV dad.
I thought the top half. You know
it was a good dad.
It's Michael Richard.
But I don't know if a lot of people in the room watched it.
Hello, girl. How you doing? My name is Charlie.
Hello.
Leslie Wilson.
Said hello, girl.
Ta-da.
Thank you. Ta-da.
Watch out for the big girls.
The dad from from Modern Family. Phil.
Oh, Phil Dunphy.
What's Modern Family again?
Is that the one with
with what's her name?
From the guy from Breaking Bad.
No, Modern Family is with...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The older guy? Or the tall one?
Yeah.
He's got the two daughters?
Yeah.
And the daughter had the maddest glow up I've ever seen in my life.
The younger one? Boy. Because she ticked.
Can anyone think of any films, though?
What's her name?
Dads.
Who plays Griselda? Has anyone seen Griselda? Oh, yes. I forgot her name.
Sofia Vergara.
What movie, Dad?
It's definitely not gonna be my man walking with a kosh.
Film.
There's a rock. There's one with the Rock's like daughter. No, Fast and Furious. The Rock's daughter. The Rock and his daughter.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, Fast and Furious.
Is it Shaw? Hobbs.
No, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah,
Hobbs.
But still Fast and Furious.
But he's
work wise.
I'm sorry, you work for that company. Fucking hell, bro.
It's Hobbs and Shaw.
His name's Agent Hobbs in it. That's why. Film dad.
It ain't gonna be my man.
Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys.
Oh,
when they grew man at the door.
100%.
And
Uncle Mike Lowry right next to him.
What's the name? What's the name of the film with Jamie Foxx? He's a lawyer.
Oh, Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. My guy who did all the killing. Yeah, him. See if I'm your child and I get killed. Hey. Avenge me, goddammit.
Is that Gerard Butler?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Avenge me, goddammit. Cut his eyelids off.
The Rock in... it's kind of a different version, though, because he discovers he's a dad, but in Game Plan, the Game Plan.
Oh, wow. That's he's still got a hairline, isn't it?
But I just think he can play...
He's still got a hairline, isn't it?
Yes.
Forehead Frankie.
Oh, the good old days.
Reminiscing. If you could have some of your hair back, oh, wow. What kind of hairstyle would you have? Or just hair back?
Mount Everest, that's what you got right now.
Shit. What we for? Oh no, I'd have dreads. I'd have done it.
It's not like Chief Leaf, I could walk off.
I'd have done it.
How would you shake your dreads?
Oh my god, I'd tie him up, I'd ponytail, oh my god.
I wanna love you!
Watch him. What do you want
to do, Gabs? Front? Is your face in front? What are you doing there?
Yeah.
If you do that, what's the dance that you do with it? Go on. If you're a real dread.
Gabriel don't dance.
No, but I'm saying, what
he just, pulls his pants up and does the lean.
Gabriel's like, who told you, man, don't dance?
Cancel. He switched back.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I know.
Europa people don't.
You know what your legs would be doing when you're doing that if you dance. Yep, there you go. Yeah,
I see a hella Europa band dance.
The Bob Marley shake.
100%.
Yeah, I know. Oh, are you Igbo? Are you Igbo?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
You're fully Igbo?
Yeah.
Are you both?
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'm Yoruba.
What other,
I was going to say
parties. What a fool. Tribes are there. Is that what you would class them as?
There's
tribes or...
languages in Nigeria.
Yeah, that's mad.
That's what I heard. Apparently. Mark, why'd you ask that question about movie dads?
No, I just had a question in regards to like just movie dads and like, did anyone look up to anyone and think that's a good role model for a dad?
Yeah, no, right, man. I had a couple role models growing up, so I didn't have to look at TVs.
Yeah, that's the thing. TV right. For me.
You didn't really watch it anyway.
Bro, you were looking at Boys in the Hood.
The
man didn't have no dads, bro.
No, Lawrence Fishburne.
There was a good dad in that.
No, there was two shows where there was fathers. There was
Shawaya?
Flex.
Man, like Marlo.
Oh,
Flex, one on
one.
One.
Oh, one-on-one. One-on-one.
I was going to say, that was good. But I wouldn't... He was a cool dad.
He was a cool dad, bro. He was on TV. He was a cool dad.
I would say I would need a Michael J. Carl. Michael Richard Carl.
Who do you think will make the best TV dad in this room?
Oh, he's eclectic enough to be honest.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, he's got like pre-creepy Cosby gene on him.
But I think, do you know what? I think O would be make the obvious.
Just don't take no drink from him.
But if I had to say after or besides O.
I'm sorry.
I would say
Why
Reese.
Why me? I'll say O, then I'll say Reese.
Because all that takes me back to is the way you, was it your cousin?
I thought it was someone.
The way you patterned your cousin on, we had a group call, a group meeting, and Reese was, that's when Reese was, I believe, house sitting for his family.
Oh, yeah.
And
was you in the car?
Looking after your cousins.
In the
and
yard.
He was in the car, and it was just, you were just telling your cousin basic knowledge, but it's the way you patterned him, and I was just like, and all of us was on the call, and he was like, no, because didn't I say that? Right. And why do you think I would say that? Because, and you start, you give the kid a chance to explain, okay, don't you think that was a bit, do you see where I'm coming from? Right? So next time when I ask you, don't you? And then we were sort of like,
I think that's really good, you know, because
it was good. It's a very good parenting.
Our parents, like,
didn't explain stuff.
Africans and Caribbeans, that is.
That's just black people, bro.
It's not a culture thing.
It's black people.
It's
American
that,
black
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
it's black people.
It's true, it's
yeah.
People, yeah.
What
yeah.
I say goes nothing. You can't
yeah.
question it.
But yeah, so we don't get. We don't. This is the thing as well. Like, I was having a conversation with Richie the other day, and I said a lot of us weren't taught conflict resolution, and the reason why we weren't taught conflict resolution
because our parents
are taught how to reason.
You were just told to shut up.
Yeah, so either you shut up or you get hit. So yeah, it was very, very. So when we was growing up, when we're in school, this is the sort of approach we take. I get violated, I have to fight you. I get violated, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to stab. I'm going to. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. Whatever it is, conflict resolution. If loads of kids are taught that from early, then it would prevent a lot of the problems that's going on. Right
yes
now.
And no.
I think I would, yeah.
Look at some of the kids nowadays.
It depends on how you manage ego.
But they're not even taught. But the kids nowadays aren't taught conflict resolution as well, though.
But Gabriel, it depends on how you manage ego. Because see what you're saying here? I remember my mum always taught me, you must shame the devil and speak the truth.
Mm.
There was a caveat in that, but I didn't learn that caveat until I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. So it was always, you must shame the devil and speak the truth. And the caveat is, unless it involves me. Meaning her, my mum.
Yeah.
So whenever it was something like when my mum was out of pocket, and I'm like, yeah, but mum, that's not true. And then she'll get irritable about it. But I was like, no, but you've told me I'm ashamed of everyone to speak the truth. Mm-hmm. So, but the truth is, the caveat is, the truth can be used on everyone, but me.
But me.
Basically, because if you ever tried to use that reverse psychology, oh my gosh.
And I think,
long day.
Because I did have family members, like especially when I was younger, where it would be a thing of, let me speak first, and then you can have your time. Mm-hmm. I think... What Katie is saying, because I even forgot about that, yeah. At that moment, with my cousin, it was one of the ones where, like, I wanted him to understand the logic
of what he was
why
not doing.
What you did was unnecessary. We had to go and pick up medication for him anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't know the area, like, the area he lives in, I don't know the area that well. It's Muku. It's actually Muku to me without a sat-nav. Like, I know my way around there now, but it's Muku to me without a sat-nav. So, when we had to go, I don't know where the pharmacy is, he's told me, that's it. I put it into the thing, I've showed it to him. He's like, yeah, hasn't looked. Going all the way there, he's like, oh. But even when we're driving, he's like, oh, I've stopped. He's like, oh, this ain't the right place. I was like, but I've asked you this and showed you before, knowing that you need to get your medication. So when I've got there now, as we got there, the shop's closed. I'm pissed because if you had just looked in the first place.
You could see it was closed.
So I'm more so arguing with him in a sense of it being like, I'm not trying to argue with you, but why you need to pay attention because at the time when you're going to college, which you're in college now, your awareness level is not a thing where it's like your parents or me or someone else. You're now an adult. You're outside. You've got to make these decisions. Mm-hmm. So you have to stay switched on.
Yeah.
But I weren't
for
trying
yourself,
to...
not just... Yeah,
I weren't trying to grill him in that sense. I was just trying to make sure, like, bro, like, it's a life lesson of this is an inconvenience to me because I don't want to be driving around your area like a madman during rush hour.
Mm.
Yeah.
Plus, I've already done a school run for my other cousin and their school's far.
You're just tired.
What area is it?
Like Banstead, Reigate sides. My cousin schools in Reigate. It's like
that's what you know. It's far.
It's like Sutton, further back.
Muku,
foreign.
Landwich and Wardrobe.
Like if I was if I was going to my uncle's house from my house, yeah, without traffic, I can get there in 20 minutes. With traffic, it can take me up to an hour. But then I know the route without sat nav. If I'm going to my cousin's school, once I get in the car, I know like the first. It's a 20-minute drive, but some of them, Ross, some of them drive. Some of the roads are like them. How can I word it? You know them windy roads, but they're 40-mile-hour roads.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
But I mean, the bend is so mad that if you're speeding down the road and a car comes round, one, you've got to stop. It's just bushes. Mm-hmm. You can't see nothing. And in the dark, scary. Yeah. In the rain, scary.
Is it them roads with no lights?
No, yeah. Right, none.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
people's ones. Houses are just there. But
them ones,
there.
Yeah.
Madness.
You see one demon just come out of nowhere now.
I saw houses are in Oxford and Cambridge and...
Yeah, I don't want to parlay in them areas. It gives me the Hills Have Eyes vibes. What phone do you have?
Yeah, I only visit him like a couple of times.
That's a charger there.
Yeah,
the black one.
He came down and came down more than we came up.
When I was having a conversation about him, I felt there was that bond. Because as black people being in that city, you know how bizarre it is.
I'm proud of him because he's now working for Sony now.
Oh, sick.
The creative team. So
you're about to give me some vinyl, like,
he was shooting a video for, is it Heady One?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it's not gonna tie in, so it's gonna pause. Fuck. It's part of the.
Go, bro. Go, bro.
Flick the switch.
I wanted to talk about pet peeves. I got a multiple choice question here.
Oh, give it.
All right. Kay, you ready?
I'm
sorry, I said to flick the switch here, and she's like, "Oh, I thought about the song. I just flicked the switch."
No, because he said, "I just flicked the switch," and I just went, but he didn't hear it.
I
anyway,
heard what he said, but Mark was talking.
He chose to ignore me. Sorry, I am ready for anything.
All right, what's your
Don't
biggest?
Look at me.
What do you mean by that?
Don't look at me.
What's your biggest pet peeve when dealing with others? I've got multiple choice. So yes, A, I've got people who are always late. B, people who are flaky. C, people who never put their phone down. And D, people who act different depending on who they're around.
Oh.
Say them again, please.
So people who are always late, people who are flaky, people who never put their phone down, and people who act different depending on who they're around.
Oh, D.
I would probably say D.
People who act different.
Yeah,
because if you can't be yourself, and I can literally see that there are like you're being like three different people around different people, then it's like, well, who are
you? It gets a bit confusing.
You,
though.
You know what I mean? Who are like, you? Do you know who you are? Like,
am I talking to O? Or am I talking to O 2.2? Am I talking to
could be Kevin
2.0?
Could be Shirley. Kevin? Could be Shirley today.
Mark, Luke, John. Yeah. I would say the rest are and can be annoying, but I think that would be the most.
Because somebody.
What was C again? Sorry. What was
C? C was people who never put their phone down.
Yeah, but that I could deal
that
with because everyone has.
Older generation.
Some people have moments like that.
That bothers the older generation.
Bothers me as well, though.
But
if I'm out with someone and they're constantly. And it's just me
sense,
and it's
yeah.
just me and them, and
oh,
they're always on their phone.
Oh yeah, but then that's like bye bye because I'm not interested in.
When
phone.
I'm
yeah,
talking to someone and they're always on their phone, it pisses me off.
Or like, yeah. Let's say you're in a conversation and like you're talking to someone and they're like actively texting.
And it's when I'm talking to someone younger than me and they're doing that, it annoys me. But this is where I feel old.
I know.
And I don't like it because I'm starting to feel old. Talk to younger people.
Then sometimes I don't think I say it because that can be contradiction. Because
I'm like, oh, you listen to what I'm saying. And oh, sorry, I was just.
Yeah. I'm always like, ear there. And then I might be, I don't know, updating or uploading whatever I need to do. Sometimes I have to multitask.
I don't think you multitask well, though.
It depends what it is. I know he's going to say that, but it depends. It depends what
I
it
can.
Is.
Because
when I'm at work, you would think I'm a wizard. Because
sorry,
I'll do, like,
what?
You would think I'm a wizard. What is wrong with that?
The African in him triggered when he heard that. Yeah. Yeah. He was like,
witches, wizards, he was like, money, water, and stuff like that.
He was okay. he did this. Oi, oh.
He clicked with the click.
When I do stuff at work, I multitask very well.
My one is timekeeping. Biggest pet peeve.
It's one of my biggest.
Like, my brothers learned the hard way from me. Like, bro, because I'm not young no more. Don't waste my time. Like, I don't have, like, I'm very organized to a point where, like,
you and Mark are punctual.
Very.
Punctual. That's how we met, though, as well.
Yeah, we were the first ones. Yeah.
We were the first ones. The first time we met up.
When we were supposed to do the podcast, O was late, shock. And the girl we previously did the podcast with.
She was super late.
One day, We don't need to know that story.
Because I think it's good. Because people see where you are now.
Have a conversation on how what?
To know how it started. And I'm okay that came on board later.
We wanted a woman on the podcast anyway.
The way you connected with Acadia is interesting.
From Clubhouse.
We can do it in
Acadia.
And you know what? Acadia.
We connect from Clubhouse, innit?
That's people can connect online and form good relationships.
Oh, God.
Because a lot of time people believe you can't make friends online, but I think you can.
No, you can.
Acadia's a conversationalist, so it's fine.
I've made great friends online.
I've made
acquaintances.
So did I.
I have a few friends on PlayStation as well.
Did he call you the N-word when he was shooting you?
He's from Morocco, so whenever we pronounce, he'll sing a song or pronounce something, he'll be like, I don't know what you say. He'll get angry. Shut up. You guys say Marshall. It's not Marshall. Mama. It's Marshall. It's Marshall.
That's why Europeans are still in your country. That's the next line.
You know what's so funny? Just talking to him, right? You see how we say, like, French League is Farmers League? That's the way they think about British League.
Impossible.
They think it's like
impossible.
No, they think it's Farmers
your
League.
But by the way, it's even been voted that French ain't even top five anymore.
No, but to them, for him, Toram, for example, Toram, the
Lillian.
Kefren.
Oh,
Locks.
Mm-hmm.
Toram's the best midfielder in the world to him. And even like when we're talking about football and we're talking about like the Euros.
Question. Does Toni Kroos and Modric play chess?
No, but out of the newer.
Tchouaméni. Tchouaméni.
Wow, wait a minute.
Wow. Now.
I didn't.
Kefren compared to Tchouaméni is a conversation.
Jude.
Definitely a conversation. Jude is different, but definitely
Tchouaméni. Valverde.
Why keep on moving the goalposts? We're not talking about what you like.
But no.
Mark loves to get onto Gabs. I find it so funny.
Kavinga is better than
Tchouaméni. No, he's not. As a footballer, because he can play multiple positions, it's a question of, as an overall footballer, as a centre midfielder, Tchouaméni is a better centre midfielder than Kamavinga. Oh, that's great, but it's not. But it's a fact, bro. It's not an objective fact, it's a fact.
It's not about what you feel.
I don't care what you're a fan of, he's not your gal. He don't make it.
He's back, yay.
What's up, I'm not a fan, okay.
Can you imagine Mbappe versus Kyle Walker? Starts laughing.
But we've seen it.
But Kyle Walker to him is a clown. Like, in France.
But then, do you know the irony of that? Do you know the irony of that? I've also seen Kyle Walker stop Kylian Mbappe. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
The only person. And even today,
I've seen Trent
have a go. Okay.
I like Trent.
The only person I've seen dust Kyle Walker and their brethren. Yannick Bolasie was talking about today in an interview, yeah. And he said he had to message Sterling and be like, right, is there something going on between you? Sterling's the only person I've seen in recent years.
Sterling's
cooked him two games in a row.
Sterling's only
seen. He cooked man like he owed him bread, bruv.
Nunes cooked Kyle Walker. It was a Carabao Cup game.
One game or two?
One.
Okay, I've seen Sterling do it twice this year.
Yeah,
cooked him.
Sterling's a tricky customer on his day.
That's most players.
I have to say on this day, just because, obviously, with Chelsea now, it depends.
They're garbage.
What time's up? Do you get what I'm saying?
They're garbage. So, they're garbage, if you want to be cheeky about it.
Garbage.
But yeah.
Sorry. I think we could have a small discussion on how we started.
Could do it on two.
You mean how we started? You joined the episode 50.
Well, I said we because it means the journey from y'all to I.
And even then, you didn't join that episode 50. Her first cameo
you said
was
you didn't 48. Enjoy it. It's
48.
The 48.
Yeah. You said you didn't enjoy that first episode.
Wait. Can you pull up?
No,
we. She pulled up with Lisa and her.
The first time she pulled up, it was her and Lisa. And then the,
yeah,
Lisa.
And the second time was
the 50th episode.
Was Lisa, Kadia, and her tit cousin that has daydreams about
Chloe.
You'd know if you met her tick cousin.
Oh, the other one you talk about. No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The other one that
you use. Oh my gosh.
Not you, but like.
Lisa.
No, not. Is it Lisa?
Lisa.
It's Lisa, and then Lisa's tick cousin, who's like.
Her thick cousin is.
She's like my height.
She's never been in this studio.
She's.
Has Lisa been in this studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple times, yeah.
Crazy.
But yeah.
May save it for the 200th episode.
That's true. We've only got like 20.
20?
Oh, wait, less than 20.
You better do your math.
Sergeant Boots.
Yeah, 88. Shit, 89.
Okay. Call yeah. Tori Puss in Boots, bro. Like
11 to go?
She's like Megan built.
Megan? Really?
Mm. Mm. Original Megan, not new Megan.
Okay, so Houston.
Yeah.
Star Megan.
The air. Megan. Yeah. I didn't take my tongue out. I didn't take my tongue out.
He's so lucky.
You can't whine me, bro. You can't whine me, bro. You can't whine me. You can't whine me.
Oh, jeez.
Remember before we started recording, you was, bitches be thick but I'm thicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Remember, Gabs, you were bouncing.
Remember that.
Before you lot arrived.
There's two female rappers that I love.
Flo Milli.
I like Flo Milli a lot. Flo Milli, Ice Spice. I wasn't even going to say Flo Milli, yeah. Flo Milli, Ice Spice, and Gorilla.
Not even Lola.
Lola Brooke, yeah, but Lola Brooke isn't like sassy. She's real
gritty.
Yeah.
Scarlip is gritty.
Yeah.
See, you know what it is with me?
She's too aggressive.
She's still a parody rapper.
Really?
I thought if she's like a.
Oh yeah,
and a female
rapper who blocked you, bruv, Nezzy.
Oh yeah, she blocked. Oh guys,
what?
Ari Lennox unblocked. Welcome to the culture.
Why did she block you in the first place?
I don't know.
Why are you so happy about that?
Like,
oh,
no, my love,
like,
my red pajama.
Oh really? Okay. You talk about them a lot. You're really good friends, you know.
I just save your content when I got time, especially if I see, pardon my language, when I see fuckery as a foot, I just save it and just come back to look at the comments. Well, Nezzy, I think she's a borrower.
Doctor Culture doesn't love.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about love, has the definition of love changed with you since you've gotten older?
No, it's been the same.
Mm-mm. I thought you meant with other people. I think the public, yes.
Someone said
generically. Right.
And I don't know how you guys do it, but love isn't...
a monolith.
Love is how much you can take.
Huh?
What?
Let him finish.
Love is how much you can take from another, rather than how much you can give, because giving is easier.
Can I articulate that better?
Yeah.
Do you mean it in a way, for example, like, say in a post-apocalyptic world, Katie and I dated, for example, yeah? And it would be a thing of
post-apocalyptic.
Okay. Yeah, it would have to be worse.
I was like, oh.
Right, yeah. So say, okay, Katie and I dated, for example, yeah, in the most multi of multiverses. And for example. What, multi of multiverses?
Multi of multiverses.
Yeah. Yeah. And for example, there's a habit that really annoys me about Katie, and it's one of the ones where I'm like, can I negate this habit? Like, can I ignore it? Like, is all of her other transferable things that she does that I like, does it supersede this one annoying habit?
Yes.
Is it like that? As in, like...
It's being able to, okay, so for example, it goes back to the conversation I think we had a few weeks ago, where there's this new culture of if someone is doing something that you don't like, or if someone's...
Rub them out,
take them out of your life. But I think love is... you can deal with this person. You find a way to see the positives, and you find a way to always overcome it.
But that, I think that that's a sign of the times at the moment, where everything is just quicker.
Microwave.
There's no difference from when a film comes out in the cinema to when you now see it on TV. Mm. There's no difference between when somebody is like, oh, you know, this thing is a bit of an ick. It's something I can deal with, though. No, that's an ick. Red flag. Boom. Done. Boom. Yeah. Where's the love? You know, there's no
patience.
Football managers, fuck's sake. Fam, look how long Moyes was at Everton. Did fuck all. But they left him to just keep doing what he was doing.
He didn't finish F4. He finished.
Come on, he did a lot every year.
Okay.
And he was there for 10 years. We're not going to do that.
You know what I mean when I say fuck all.
He kept the club stable. He was never going to be in that elite category, but he still did what he was meant to do for that club.
For what club?
Everton.
Everton.
He's there for 10 years.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, okay.
My whole point, but.
Nothing significant. It's like winning.
Yeah, but it was Everton.
But it's Everton.
Exactly was what I was trying to say. So it's that there's no patience in anything, and I think it's affecting how people view each other, how they even start talking to each other. The fact that people do most of the talking now online or on phones, as opposed to meeting and looking somebody in the eye and learning about the person from seeing and what you're observing, as opposed to everything they're saying, because now it's all you're just believing in the words that the person's giving you. And if that person's giving you shit and they're making it look like a cake, you won't know, because you're just, again, you're just getting what they're giving you. There's just no that personable aspect of I think, even of life.
I had to, you know what I'm saying?
That personal aspect of life, I think, is just, it's missing.
In the beginning.
And I think it's
cool and off.
Layer it.
It's leaving. And it's just, as time is going on, it's just getting, well, not worse, but there's more of a gap between.
It's more chaotic.
Yeah, there's more of a gap between that human aspect of people just, you know what I mean? Just being,
doing
just existing.
That's doing rifle walk.
Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
I'm looking at the air in me, but I can see the arms at the corner of my eyes.
That's a scary conversation. Scary, and it scared me. Right, it really scared me. Someone I know, and they had a conversation.
Solution, it takes a lot to do that, mate.
It's not a solution. And there's a girl, and she said to her friend, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing today? And she's, her friend's called her, and her friend's like, I'm so bored. And what the girl was told her friend to do is, what's the time? Oh, it's 8 o'clock. You can still probably go on Tinder and get a date, or go on Bumble, whatever it is. And you can still probably get a date. And that's crazy to me. Because you live in a world now where, on your phone application,
I can get a free meal.
Right? And this is the thing.
Drink.
And an ick back in the day would have been something you can tolerate.
A man don't have a job.
If there is an ick, right, you understand that it's not that easy to just meet new people. It's not that easy to just, it's not. Whereas now it's, okay, cool, I didn't like this person, even though he spent £300 on the date. When I got into my cab, he didn't open the door for me. So I'm going to go home, I'm going to block him, go back on the application and have another date by tomorrow. Right?
Imagine.
I think that's insane. And this is why I think these dating applications.
It's wasteful.
It's actually effort.
Access.
No, it shows you the value.
It's just easy now.
It shows you the value of people, innit? I always say to people all the time, when you think about it, I think I even said to Mark the other day, do you think it's normal that when things happen in the world, you look at the news, that you're actually desensitized to violence? That when we were younger, we used to see videos of people's heads getting beheaded and things like that. Mm-hmm. That you're actually And then look at things like sex. Like before, if you see like Cinemax or something, there's a movie called a sex scene. It wasn't as graphic, but you're near your parents. You're like, oh, okay. Whereas now, you've had Netflix for years. The sex scenes are so immersive. You think you're actually there, or it's like Pornhub. So then, when you've seen so many things, that it kind of desensitizes to you. You're desensitized to it.
To it.
Don't get me started on that Tyler Perry film, please.
I haven't seen it yet. So basically, what ends up happening is
the new one.
What ends up happening is that, for example, is it healthy that I can log on my I can go on Instagram now, and see what a Len girl looks like in Switzerland or Sweden or South America or
it's too much access
or even South Africa or even Central Africa. Like, it's not, or even Caribbean. I can see a Trini Carnival, right? You know what I mean? Like, it's access of if you did, if it wasn't there, you wouldn't have it. It's like globalization. Okay, cool. If we're basing it on culture and whatever, generally you just marry of your background. But because you live in England, globalization, you have the options of an English person.
This person, or, that person, yeah.
Or a South Asian person, or an East Asian person, mm-hmm. or someone who is like spicy white. Like, there's so many variables that you wouldn't have had in the first place if you resided within your own place.
Garlic mayonnaise.
What, spicy white? You're not gonna spicy white. You know what spicy white is?
I know. That's why I love it. That's why it's tickled me.
Garlic mayonnaise. Where I was talking about, I remember, like, and I had this conversation with H as well, where I said, like, it's crazy because twerking for me doesn't do anything. I said, but.
I said it's 10 years ago. I said, if you see more, after Miss Twerks him, yeah. I said, if you see one girl twerk, you see more twerk. Sorry.
I said, when I was younger, twerk team, right? I remember they would.
Twerk team was just Miss Twerks. I didn't give a damn about her sister.
But I'm just saying in general, they put, twerk team put out a video.
See how you know people.
Twerk team put out a video.
See how you know people.
I think it was every week or something, or was it Friday or Thursday? One of those days.
It's Friday.
They put out a video every Friday.
I remember being in uni.
People used to go home. Watch that video.
World Star. World Star.
Even like, my guy was saying at the end of World Star compilations, all the twerk videos back then, it all meant something. I remember like.
I remember the Vine compilations. They used to
World Star. Like, back then, no one had like. Back then, Buffy was it? Buffy the Body.
Oh, Buffy the Body.
Buffy the Body back then was the biggest bum you'd seen back then. Delicious. Right. That was the biggest bum you'd seen back then.
Mm.
What's the other one?
Brian Miles.
Is it Pinky?
Bria. No, now you're getting some.
Bria.
Yeah, you guys are real if you're saying Pinky.
I'm saying Bria Miles.
Who is Brian Miles?
Brian Miles, Pinky, whoever it was, yeah.
Stop saying Pinky. Yeah.
Well, free about normal people.
Why are you putting
free about normal people? What is the
one of them is. One of them is a different type of entertainment.
There's only one, babe. And it's not the brain. Although she.
Of course you had a conversation about Pinky.
Yeah, she was good.
But yeah, but I'm saying.
Gappy Ranks.
See that one.
I can't call Pinky Gappy Rex. I can't call her Gappy Rex.
Behave.
But I'm saying, my boy says in the chat the other day, he said, who's better? Prime R9 or Tanline Pinky?
Do you know what's funny? And do you know what's beautiful about that?
I pictured it.
Do you know what's wicked about that? Is that if you know, if you know about both of them in their prime.
That's what's better.
What is it? I haven't actually seen
it. If you know what this means, that's
what's
better.
Dude, though.
This is from like prime Pinky.
No, Tanline Pinky.
Did you look at Mel?
Whoa.
You got a phone? Google it.
She looks like what I thought Khaleesi would look like when the milk spoiled, but the milk ain't spoiled yet.
Nah, Khaleesi's still looking.
Khaleesi's
still being
tan line pink.
I don't know what tan line pink looks like. No, I think I do.
I know exactly what you meant when you said.
She came across a few scenes, didn't it?
I wasn't a PH fan like that.
I may have skipped the scene, but. Tanline Pinky, wow. That's gonna kill me. Oh,
if someone Kate show it to me.
Oh my god! Hold on, no, let me go on Twitter.
Will it come up on Google?
It should, didn't it?
Yeah. What if you just type in her name? To be fair,
like, no, because it might come up as Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah, that may come up.
Oh, I just have to put. I'm the time people start. I don't really care if I search. I need to see this. I'm sure I've seen it.
Yo, that killed me.
Might change the subject.
Here we go.
Yeah, for some reason it's...
Here we go.
Oh, give it to O, so I can't see.
Wait, let me see. Yeah, fam, tell him, Pinky.
Can you take the phone for quickly?
Why is that? The question was...
No, Kate,
give me the phone. I'm all right, bro.
Kate is showing video and all sorts.
It's not video. It's the
tablet.
And it's the bottom picture. Oh, it is video.
Who was it that
you
used to
talk about? Has it gone into a video?
But that's for me.
That's hilarious.
For me, I find it crazy. Because like, back then, these things were Wow, massive. Whereas nowadays,
it's normal.
I understand why you say testosterone levels are decreasing, because I'm telling you, like, these things don't move me anymore. Like, it just doesn't. It's got that
to do. I can fly.
Like, even when they don't move me anymore.
Seeing girls twerking, that does not move me. Like,
it depends on who the woman is, respectfully.
I think tan lines are absolutely terrible.
No, I think what you just said, I think it's always dependent on one, the attraction I've had to that person, and if I found them attractive before they started dancing.
Wait, did you say you think tan lines are horrible?
I hate them.
Tan lines. So what do you do? Free titty? Are you free titty on holiday?
No, I'll. My back, if I'm on my front, I'll untie my bikini top. I usually wear a thong bikini, so I still would get tan lines, but they'll just be very tiny.
I'm not
tiny.
A man, just one simple question.
No, but I'm just saying, I wear minimal bikini on, like, a really tiny bikini.
So
on
you
holiday.
Get tan lines as well?
I do, but I hate severe tan lines. Let me rephrase. Sorry. I hate them anyway.
Gav sounded a bit too happy when he said that.
I actually hate tan lines, but I can't be naked all the time, like, out there.
You can go to a nudist beach.
Yeah, go to a nudist beach, right?
Yeah, no, but not everywhere you go, there's going to always be a nudist beach. Brilliant.
I don't know, there's probably only one person in this room that's been one.
I would go on one.
And I'm looking at him right now.
Because my whole skin would be one colour.
Been to one before.
Have you been to a nudist beach?
No.
I would love to go to one.
Not yet.
And I wouldn't care.
No. I don't know nudist beach with a thing at all. Watch this really bad American movie back in the day called Euro Trip.
Yeah, I remember that.
Euro Trip is terrible. It's funny, but it's terrible.
It's just because of some Scotty doesn't know.
Yeah.
Do it in my bed every Sunday. She says that she's in. I can sing what's that whole song.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, Gabriel, that thing that you were telling me about, with the breastfeeding woman, it's come across my thing now.
What was it?
The way that women are allowed to show their nipples, like, on Instagram.
No respect. Oh, yeah.
No respect.
What?
Yeah.
What now?
You can seemingly get a nipple out on Instagram, but then what women are now doing is that they're pretending to breastfeed a baby. So obviously that's a reason that you're allowed to get your nipple out. Because the babies are fake.
There's a woman on TikTok who does it in a pornographic way.
Some women get away with it though on Instagram.
Yeah, they do.
Like Kim Kardashian gets away with it.
Yeah, but you can't.
I think I came across someone's account the other day, and they had pictures, and then some people will cover it.
Have you seen these?
And then it was out. I was like, okay, that's what we're doing now. Okay, cool.
Wait.
Side boob was a thing. Cool. And then
they do that. Y'all know that? Y'all see that?
What, this flash? Instagram thing. Flash it.
Ain't this some shit?
Ain't this some shit?
I think there's so many, like...
But I also think, do you know the reason why I don't blame women on this? I actually blame men.
Yeah, no, well, I do.
What did we do?
What, the whole...
The sexualization thing of men. I blame men. Of women, sorry. I blame men. Because for me, if you actually got women, you would never pay to see women.
Are you talking about OnlyFans?
But that type of content. Because people are doing it on Instagram. Like, if they weren't getting no attention, them girls would get a job.
But you know another thing?
They'll scrub floors.
You know another thing as well? I think a lot of people, because celebrities pay for women. So I think... For a lot of people
are trying to normalize it.
You can do it, and they just do it because they don't want to go through the process.
But let's not fake the funk. Some people do it for attention.
Yeah, women.
Yeah.
I've seen a bag of women just do pointless things. Sometimes I'm like, why is that there? Like, you decided to wake up and take a picture of yourself in your.
I just opened IG today, and one girl just, she's got her tatas all out and everything, saying, "I don't know why I'm single."
What do you mean, actual tartars? Oh, you mean just...
No, it was covered up.
The strangest TikTok trend I've seen yet is the one where they had the red light. And it was like...
Oh, that one.
Put your hand on my pillow, shoulder.
I saw bare videos of that, and I was just like...
And I saw the good and the bad.
If I caught a video of my daughter doing that.
Put your hands on my shoulder. That's a, what do you call it? It's
Doja Cat. No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a Doja Cat song, but she's sampled, taking it on a fourth.
It's an older sample, much, much, much older.
Do you know how much effort you put into being a hoe?
It's not us.
That video. You know how much
Elvis.
You know that's the.
What's with who the. Mariah Lynn. Wait. What's the time I was a hoe?
You know, she's not just talking
about effort. Editing camera angles, lights.
But then you can think about it.
Have you seen the Buster Challenge as well?
No, but forget. Forget Buster Challenge, yeah? Because you've got the red light one. You got Buster Challenge, and then you've got the, what's his name? JID one.
Oh yeah.
You got the JID one.
When that girl broke up herself.
When you put your phone on the ceiling.
I see when people in the making of doing that.
You see the girl fall.
Do you know how many different clips you
have to do?
Yeah, I saw
that. Oh, she fell, boy. She must have broke her rib.
That for me, when you're putting in that much effort to be a hoe.
Get a job.
You need to get a job. Or go on OnlyFans. Start, because I'm not even against OnlyFans. Do it. Make money from them.
But sometimes I think it's the introduction.
Look at how this scene is.
No, but Gab, sometimes I think it's the introduction to your OnlyFans.
You know,
it's like a trailer. There's somebody at the door. You're right.
I thought that was the damn police.
I thought.
What'd you do, Gabe? He's actually a very good artist.
Damn,
his brother
hit me up to say
he was in the studio.
He's
just coming straight
up. I've never met him.
No, he said,
okay.
Hold on, then I heard a radio.
Yeah,
I went,
man.
Oh.
Alright,
I love it.
Next topic.
Put your hands on me.
Is. What is the smallest inconvenience that could ruin your day?
Do you know why I looked at you and didn't say, catch your friend?
What is going on?
I was like,
what? What happened?
Whoa. Whoa, buddy. Take time. You have to take time, dog.
You're weird now.
Here they are. See it there?
I'm so sorry, man.
Oh,
God. That's the second topic I was like wondering. Sorry.
What's the smallest inconvenience that can ruin your day?
Yeah.
When you start that sentence again.
Oh, I've got one. So I was going to the office the other day. I think it might have been Thursday. And there's like two ways I can go to work. So I can either go outwards into like east, or I'll go into like Clapham Junction. It just depends on where to get into central, innit? So obviously where I've sat in, when I've got on the train, I've sat in a corner and my guy sat next to me. Cool, I ain't got no problem with the guy sitting next to me. It is what it is. It's time to get, put into Clapham Junction. It's time for me to get up here. The guy's watching something on his phone. So I've gotten up, said, excuse me, please, yeah. What's the guy? Don't want to move because he's watching his show. So.
On the train?
Yeah. But obviously, like, I'm in one of the moods where, like, I don't think I was dressed in, like, work attire because I can wear what I want to work in it. So I think I actually had on, like, I might have had combats on and a hoodie, right? Yeah, I think if I had on like a roll neck or something, I would have thumped him in his face, right? Yeah, because I know my shoes I had on are hard bottom shoes, right? Yeah.
Wait, what train was it?
Like Southeastern.
Okay, it was the Southwestern. There's cameras on the Southeastern.
No, that's not. Right, yeah. So
there's cameras on the Southwest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Southwestern's Waterloo to.
Yeah.
I have to get on that train anyway, but yeah. So I've looked at him and I was like, excuse me, but you know when someone's like. He's watching, he's like this. I'm looking at him, you know? I'm standing up, I'm next to him, I can't move. So I'm like, bro, like.
So you're now standing over him?
Yeah, but my thought was, the worst thing was, if the train stopped and he was still standing there, my first thought was, move, man! But I was like.
Instinctive.
I'm firm in it, yeah? Then he's waiting until like the door's almost, like, until we're pulling into the station. Just get up, bro. It's not like, we're not on a bus where there's gonna be rupa pum pum and bare movement, just move. Right, yeah? Yeah. So he's finally gotten up, yeah, but he's left his phone on the thing, yeah, as he's gotten up, but he's gotten up begrudgingly. The way I almost got his phone and threw it, bruv, like, absolute mug.
You know what, I was
going to
say, Reese, you know things like that, yeah? This is why the world is so messed up. Everything is margins, right? Imagine a little altercation like that, getting a criminal record. Something as little as that. Literally, as little as that could ruin your life.
But you know what annoyed me?
That's crazy.
You know what annoyed me? Because I'm looking at it like, bro, it's not like, I don't care what you do for your career. right now, we're both on the same train. You don't supersede me in any possible way, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. When we came in, when you came on, when you got the station at like West Norwood, I didn't have to move. I was sitting on the outer seat. I could have been an absolute arsehole and made you stand up. No, mm. could have made you stand up because the table's there. Yeah, could have made you stand up. Right, yeah. I moved in because at least that way, boom, you've got the space, whatever, whatever. You're going towards Victoria. My guy, just fucking move. Yeah. I've said, excuse me.
That's the same way you moved
in. The only other option I've got here is I grip you by your shirt collar and say, move.
Yeah. Bitch.
I looked at it, yeah. And the other thing, I want to people like, I'm not a passive aggressive person, innit? Like, I just do, if I'm annoyed, I'm aggressive, aggressive. I just looked at him like move, bro. I'm like, I'm fighting you on the way to work. I'm trying to, I'm going to have to go write, what, 3,000 words when I get to work. Just better move.
You know, you taught me about passive aggressive behavior.
Harley.
Yeah, and she does it.
I know. She's Gen Z, they're all passive aggressive, bro.
Wait, parent.
Even more so.
Oh, the worst.
They love it. They love it.
Do you know how annoying
that is?
It's emails. It's emails.
Yeah.
Katie told us
it's emails.
Oh, my God. Oh. I have to do it in emails. I can't.
I even thought you said emails. Emails is where
emails
I'm
the worst. Yeah.
As per my previous email.
As per has to run sometimes if I'm chasing you.
As per just has them.
Oh, what? You know when they CC someone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what you're trying to.
What you trying? Oh, I see what you're trying to do.
They told you before.
Yeah.
And they see.
And yeah, you know what that is. You know the game.
Luckily for me, someone like me, I
do that. I do that at work, but I do it to the Karens. I do it to the right people. Because if you've been doing this bullshit, whatever you're doing, or just not doing your job for the past, and sometimes I'm like, I've got to oversee certain things. I'm like, I know what you're doing. You're not okay. Right. I technically have authority to put this in an email. And sometimes I have to do it.
I can't do that. I can't.
When it's beef. Sorry.
You know what it is for me as well? Like, whenever people do that to me at work, I'm like, you need to understand, the managers are scared of me. The managers are scared of me. And the reason why the managers are scared of me is because I don't have anything to lose compared to a manager.
Plus they heard about you. They heard about you as well. They heard about you in the phone shop that time, man. They heard about you, man.
Oh, yeah. What the phone shop they talk about is when mum was working in Curry's, bro.
That's
the
it.
It was a phone shop.
Well.
You employees.
What, the phone shop with the laptop? Yeah.
Employees shouldn't be scared of their managers because your manager has more to lose than the average.
Do you know why I agree with you. And I'm an arsehole. I realized why it was problematic now. Well, I realized after I left. When I was in Tesco's, honestly, when I worked on produce, I think no. When I was on self service, I had to wear a suit. It was annoying, like some little dead Tesco.
Them cardboard suits.
It was like all shoulders. I look like
full shoulders.
Like all shoulders. And a blue shirt and a burgundy tie. Yeah.
Them hanger type shoulders.
My team leader was great. Like, I loved her to bits, yeah? But I hated working on front end because it was just jarring, innit? In the end, I swapped to produce, innit? It was manual labour work, but your shift went quicker because
you were working on the front line.
Because you were doing stuff.
So then every manager I had on produce, minus one, part of my language, I thought was an elite level pussy. Every single one of them, right, yeah? Three of them were men.
Conor Gallagher.
Behave yourself.
3-2.
Oh,
thank God.
Three of them were men.
Do you know what? I just called him out randomly.
Yeah. Sorry,
three of them were men. One was a woman. I despised all of them apart from one guy, yeah? But the one guy was the only manager I see putting a shift. So if I'm working, you're there. Shirts pulled back, you're working with me. Don't come and dictate what you want me to do when you're not doing it, innit? The way I used to stick it on managers. You're supposed to come in at 6. No, I'm coming in at 5. He's like, no, but it's not good for the shift pattern. I don't care what's good for the shift pattern. Oh, but heat map, this is winning. You're not changing my shift. This is what my shift is. I'm going to do the work. I'm going to leave. Yeah, but I've just told you what I'm going to do. They could hold corn. Customers who were cheeky could hold corn. Right, yeah. Even when the man came and told me, come snatch the thing out of my hand. I was like, don't snatch it out of my hand, please. He's like, well, I'm going to buy it, innit? He's like, but I don't know what it is. I said, it's purple broccoli. You boil it. Straight face, looked him in his eye. Right, yeah. Didn't like it. Went 5 aisles down to tell the little short guy in bakery, that guy in produce, he talked to me like that again, I went bang in his face. But I was just here.
I'm right here.
I was just here.
Right here, buddy.
But yeah, that guy that took me for 6 months. I said, bro, I'll kick him in his face and I'll kick his dog too. Now what, bro?
When I used to work in 3 in Oxford Circus, right?
There was
mad.
Oh, I must have seen.
Respectfully, respectfully, that's like the worst phone shop ever to work in.
It's crap. It's the busiest.
That's it's the why I said the worst.
It's the one on the corner. It was on the corner. Yeah, wow.
I probably sold you a dodgy. You know,
no, I'd never bought a phone from there.
Samsung J3
for tablets. No, I just walked there. Just I just kicked trash in there, man. Walked past it.
No, but it was that. Everything kicked off, but that was probably the best job I've had in terms of vibe. Like, it was a young store, everyone there was young, and it's like, it's chaotic in the middle of like Oxford Circus, and it's like everyone comes in.
I bet your uniform was low batties, isn't it?
Oh my god, that's crazy.
A shirt, tie, and pants all the way down to here.
I remember our uniform, no, it was a jumper, But there was a guy called Sergio. Right, Romanian guy.
I tried to name him Serge Gio. My kid, man.
He was one of those guys
that... said his name like it was Phonics. Serge Gio.
You know them guys that know the Akash handbook off the top of their head? So
yeah.
When it's time to leave, you head straight out the door. You can't tell him to mop. You can't tell him to clean the phone. He goes straight out the door. Why are you leaving? I'm contracted.
I respect it.
You should have employed cleaners then.
I respect it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or you should close the store early and get us to do the last half.
And I start to realise that. So there was only certain managers that I liked that I would stay behind and do certain things for. But the ones I didn't like.
What do you mean by that?
Hit the time, oh, wow.
Certain things, yeah?
No, but I just ran the whole sentence back. That was the biggest. What? And I'm not. Listen, what?
Did you call him daddy?
Managers that I liked.
Did you call him daddy?
That I waited and stayed behind and did stuff for.
No, there's only certain managers that I liked that, you know, if they were to ask me.
You do extra
do
for
stuff,
them.
You do the extras.
To, you know, could you help?
Extracurricular activities.
Could you help dust some phones? I'll be okay with it. Do you know what? Dust some phones.
Oh my god.
But. For the most part, once it was time for me to leave, out the door. You're going to have to catch me. By the time...
Oh, you like that, innit?
You are...
You're going to have to catch me first. Daddy.
The first time after Gable, can you mop the shop floor? I'm on the Bakerloo.
No, you know what I used to hate? Managers used to talk to you like crap, yeah? The minute someone couldn't come in for a shift or the day was done... Oh, Gabriel or yeah. Reese, would you mind staying? No, I don't.
No.
Yeah, but we really need you. No, I'm going to go home. No, yeah, but you'll get paid for it. I am going home.
There was one time. There was two EE shops. So there was one in the Cambridge Grand Arcade and there was one in a place called the Grafton, right? Cool. My shift had finished in the Grand Arcade, but they needed someone for an hour and a half in the Grafton, right? And so what my manager's done is, you think he's smart, he split my shift and said, Gabriel, you're going to be working in the arcade in the Grafton today. But then I've caught by the rotor, what he's done is he's added an extra 2 hours for me to work.
2 hours?
Thinking I was new, thinking I was
going
to
work.
So I've done my shift, I was getting ready to go. I was like, oh, Gabriel, no, you've still got 2 more hours in the Grafton.
No, I don't.
I said, no, I've worked 8 hours.
I said, sir, that I do.
Sir.
Then he was like, yeah, but we need some shifts. How are we going to trade?
What do you mean, like, we?
EE's worth billions.
That's for your business.
I barely have £10 in my account, bro. That's your problem.
That's true. That is
your problem.
That's really your
billion dollar company.
That's for your business.
Sort that out.
I repeat.
In fact,
Gabriel, look at me. What do you mean, we?
We?
I always say to managers, as well, it's not even your business. Because you're a manager. You don't own the company. You don't own
have shares.
You're a manager. You're an employee. So... why are you worried about how they're going to...
That is an issue, not
on your,
not
on
an
your
issue.
Contract, it says 01010001.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to worry about how they're going to trade. That's their problem.
What did you say?
That is not an issue. That's not it.
Even at work,
that's an issue.
You call them at work and then you tell them you're sick, and they say,
Can't you come in?
Did you work from home? Or what about an extra break? Fuck off.
Oh, so
yeah, I'm sick.
Then,
fuck off. Dude, did you see the bass you came in?
Yeah. Yo. I took out a C.
Fuck off.
You
came
in. Fuck off. Why are you asking? Are you crazy? I told you I was sick. You're saying, extra break.
That bitch. He's like, yeah, that bitch. Talk to me like that.
And the same person I'll be saying to you, extra break. They'll be the ones taking mental health leave that you didn't know even existed.
Oh, some woman.
The ones that take advantage
of so when I worked in Tesco, there was one woman, yeah, who was like the, you know, when you've got you sign up to the union, but she was part, she was part of the trade union, but like, I remember I used to get pulled up for like if I was off for asthma or something like that, and one woman was like, oh, but my daughter's got asthma. You don't have asthma to tell me about asthma. We're not doing that, right? Yeah. So then the woman who's in the trade union, like I could work. There was a point where like when I left uni, and I was looking for a proper job. I was working like, I was still on a part-time contract, but I was working full-time hours, right, yeah? I had bills to pay, like everybody else. But this woman was never there. She was always off for something, yeah? And then I was thinking, how does she get away with this stuff, yeah? And I was like, oh, this woman knew every loophole in a trade union. I said, this woman, get rid of people like that. You've got to get rid of people like that.
But you can't, because after 2 years, you can't get rid of them. Because they can sue for unlawful dismissal.
Yep.
HR hates firing people after 2 years. Because more time if it goes to court, they're going to have to pay up.
Yep.
They don't want that smoke. If it's a year, cool. 2 years, nah. So it's always the guys that have been there for a long time.
That work the system.
They know how to work the system. And that's why I'm realising that you lot are getting angry because I'm telling you I've got flu. But then Mr. Paul over here has had a flu for 5 months. and on and off. And you never say anything to him. So it's like, no, don't do this. I'll give you an extra break.
What's that extra break gonna do?
Yeah, it's not gonna make you feel better. I don't want an extra. I told you I was sick.
My manager could never. But then again, it's a different scenario because my manager's quite very cool.
You spoke about your team before.
What my team?
Is that girl still there?
Kids are all right
she
still.
Is, you know?
Okay.
Can't go nowhere, bro.
And she's.
She's calmed down now.
Yes, I feel like I've had some words. Not been horrible, but I've just kind of. Left with the ground a bit. I took Gab's advice. No, she's cool, but I think my whole team is cool anyway. But we are quite a hard working team. So we go on.
I didn't say nothing.
No, we all work quite hard. So if someone is tired or not tired, sorry, if someone's unwell, listen. It's never really questioned because more time I'll be like, okay, I can't. I'm too sick to come in, but I can do bits and pieces. Stop it. From home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll...
Oh, you do it from home sometimes?
Yeah,
it's
nice. Home sometimes. Okay.
Bend your back in and bend your back in.
Like, I won't put my camera or anything, you know.
But you won't.
I won't put my camera
on.
I won't do it from
I bet
home.
You won't.
Do they ask you to put on cameras for your meeting?
It depends. It depends on the meeting.
It depends.
Never me.
Like our team morning update, we all know we're all up and alert. Most of us are in our pyjamas. I don't care. Like, I will answer the... FaceTime, the video call the same way I answered to you lot.
I had, if I'm gonna call my manager, we had like an introduction call the other day, and I'm like, fuck. And I was like, I talked to my manager, like, let me go to put a jumper on. He's like, what, you're not dressed? I was like, I'm sitting here in a vest and shorts, bro. I want to put on like a jumper with it, like with a half zip down and just pull the zip up. It just didn't hurt.
No,
I'm at work.
No, I'll wire the team.
No,
of course you are.
But
our few have been there in a durag on in a vest in a meeting with like bare women in the morning,
mate.
Like off rip, and they put the meeting late. I'm like, fuck, I don't care, bro.
The difference is sometimes I don't care. Like I will, I'm always like, I just chuck a hoodie on, and if it's in the summer, I don't care. I'm in a vest top. I don't give a shit.
It's a HR case.
You know,
yeah, that is.
They say like you should be ready at all times.
Yeah.
So that if the system's
who says down, that?
You go to the office. That's what they say. Like,
well,
you have to be ready so that if the system.
Bro, my VPN was acted up today, bro. I was trying to attach to the US market. The way this thing was telling me to F off politely, bro. I was thinking, bro, I need to know what I'm writing about.
The thing was telling me to fuck off.
The last time they said to me, Gabriel, you have to be ready so that if anything was to happen, you could leave your house, you could leave the house straight away. And I thought, well, I've got black hair. So.
No, you are like
slap water on him.
No, you're a Gabriel. Gabriel, you're a cartoon villain. You're a cartoon villain. Like Mojo Jojo antics, you're taking the piss.
He has to know that because it's like
because if he was getting rid of the day, he was factoring having to do his hair.
For me, it's like
he's got a lot of work from home day.
For you to tell me,
not me. Could it be me?
He's Freezer. He's Freezer. That's me.
The next time they try
to dirty monkeys.
I'm like, you think he can
filthy Saiyan monkey.
Yeah, you got
the air.
You got the air.
You can't talk, but like, you can't
the slap hair. Water on it. Like,
man really gave the caveat, but he I've got black slap hair.
Water. No, he just said they slap water on it.
Watch change subject.
Anyway, swiftly moving on. Wait, swiftly moving on, because we ain't trying to get cancelled over here.
Hey. Ma said young titty. Ma said El Cruffe.
Oh. That kind of hair is bad, though. You can just slap water.
Mark.
What, something about
like,
Mary?
Like gel and products, but I don't know if she can do a little bit more.
Anyway.
No, yes. Just a bit of water.
Yes.
Shut up, Gabs. Shut up.
The young star. Gabriel.
I called him El Cruffe. That's
hilarious. Oh, before we say goodbyes, you wanted to talk about learning.
Can I just call El Cruffe really quickly, sorry.
What?
The other day, one guy at work was like, because some of the guys at work actually flip their hair around, and then one guy was like your hair, what's that, a queef? But...
your mum. Like, it's your mum, innit? It's your mum, how about that?
No, that was it. He was like, how did you do your queef?
Wow.
I was like, what? And then the whole office was like, I'm sorry, what?
Your what?
And he was like, no, like, your queef. Quiff. He was like, how did you do your queef?
No.
That's and I was like, why? Your queef. I was like, do you like a good queef? And he was like, yeah. But we was bantering him for time, and then he realised what he was like. Funniest fucking thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, Quiffe.
Oh.
Quiff.
Oh,
Quiffe.
Shit.
Oh, you had a subject talking about.
Joe Quiffe.
Joe Quiffe.
Learning from the generation before us.
What's that, 1766?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, yes, I did. I'm joking. yeah, I was thinking about.
Back when. The Wright brothers are making planes.
Wait, 4 score.
17.
So
you thought Simon Abraham Lincoln was still the president?
Yeah, them ones, them lyrics there. Yeah, 4 score.
66.
No, that's Battle of Hastings.
No, but that's how old it was.
That is Battle of Hastings, isn't it? Yeah.
1066. I always remember that date.
I've been Hastings. That's what.
I'll ask my history teacher something. I don't know why I got sent out.
Was your family slave traders? That you asked her?
No, I said, if you're in the
back of Hastings, that question.
Oh, I wish I would have asked that question. The back of Hastings is fought in like Hastings.
Yeah.
And they're like rocks in that area.
On the mountaintop, yeah.
Did you ask them if they fought with rocks?
No, I said something so dumb. I said, if you had HIV and you died in the back of Hastings and your blood is on the floor, I'm going to go there now. And slip a cup
while I thought
like an
eight. You're stupid.
Was that again?
No.
Do you know why she sent you out, Gabriel?
Jim Carrey and Sonic.
That wasn't a one-off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got it now. It wasn't even a one-off.
Do you know that statement was dumb?
It was a one-off question.
Do you know what that statement was dumb? Yeah, because... Mum were more likely to catch scurvy, like pre-all-day scurvy back then. Secondly, AIDS was not a thing because back then most people were actually married and weren't just doing a madness like that.
On the rocks.
How old did you even know about all that?
I think I was 14.
Remember, he's about the streets. So. So, yeah.
Mr. Carver sent me out twice. I remember one time I was watching.
Can you cook? You see that morning on the way to school? Did you cook the wrong pot?
Of all things.
You see that morning we was at school? Did you cook the wrong level, like wrong part of the brick? And it just the dust.
I used to ask dumb questions. Don't be like Passion of Christ.
He was
like,
definitely that.
They'll be like the three wise men, and they'll have like hoods on or something silly, and I'll be like,
are those clutch members?
I've got one in Jerusalem Woodlands. Jerusalem. And I get sent out.
I thought I was bad calling like sandals the Nazareth Nines and that, bro. You're taking the piss.
See, that's why I would have said it got set out.
That's funny. That's funny then. That's funny now.
One time I mimicked my teacher. It was very funny. She must have said something, but she said something in...
I'm still waiting for O to get this out, you know?
So anyway...
Yeah, just bit interruptions.
I'm sorry, one more.
Nah, I'm not getting out. Fuck it. It's done.
Go on.
Man's been edging to get this out and you just took it away from him, bro.
He's edging. Oh, God. Come on.
You've done it on purpose. You've done it.
Nah.
Come on. You knew that was there.
That's gross.
Go on then.
Love talking with your mouth full, man.
Go on, Mark. I mean, go on.
Okay.
Every time I want to say your government name. Every time O goes to say something, it keeps going.
That's what I'm saying. Say your thing. Innit?
No, no, no.
No, O, go.
Go on.
I even forgot what the fuck I was going to say now.
Learning from my previous generation.
By the Hastings 1066.
That's how we got lost. All right, cool. No, cool. That's how we got lost. So from I was gonna say from the Battle of Hastings, but from throughout history,
you've seen most of it.
Love. From throughout history, we've always had examples of love or from what we've seen being around us or things that we've seen from previous generations. So with this current generation now being as happy and open and free access to whatever it is that they want, to be whoever they want, to act however they want to act.
Dun, 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 dun. Sorry.
Yeah. What does that say for the future of love, happiness, marriage?
Get off the internet, you'd be happy.
Things like that. You think?
Get off the internet, you'd be happy. Bro, people care about people's opinions that don't even pay their bills, bruv.
More than they do about just the simple things of just being happy with somebody, because it's all about perception and how it seems and how things are looked, and every angle is taken into account. And you know, so where for the future of 40 year olds in the next 10, 20 years?
To like 300 years ago for you.
It just jars me when they're funny, because I can't even be mad at it. You know, I want to be, but
you know what I mean? I can hear Mark is giggling to my left. I didn't even look at him. Go on, sir. Is that more?
Like, are they gonna be are they gonna be couples who've been married 20, 30, 40 years?
Ow. Yeah, if they get off the internet.
You think really just the key to it is just coming off the internet?
I think, as I said earlier on, the information is too accessible. So people are like, oh my God, I don't like my face, I want to get surgery. Oh my God, so-and-so got surgery, I want to look like her. Oh my God, like, so-and-so did this. Oh my God, like, that. Like, oh my God, did you hear about so-and-so in Dubai? Like, it's too accessible, yeah. Bro. You see that Len Colombian girl that was in London? Oh my God, Ruby Rose. It's too much. Like, no, it's really
you
much.
Just don't be a puppet and be easily led by the internet.
Yeah, but once you're in the mold of it, you're fucked.
Yeah,
you have to have like peace of mind within yourself.
I think it's very hard for them to get off it.
True. That's what I'm saying. But I feel like there's people that are on the internet 24/7, and I think there's or that can be on the internet all the time and don't get influenced by shit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And there could be people that are on it and like, oh my god, they wish, like what Reese was saying. But just don't be weak minded.
You think it's narrow minded? Do you think it's that easy for them now?
No, but that's what I'm saying. There's people that it is and the people that it isn't. Like, very narrow minded. I was just sitting there thinking, change subject, ADHD, sorry. I feel like I'm very jealous of your ankles because they're really nice and slim.
And it's been
got none.
It's been oh my god!
And this is
and this has been episode 189 of the DSP podcast. You can find the DSP on all your favorite DSPs. My personal favorite YouTube. You can find mine, Mark O, Cadia's, and Gabriel's information in description below. You can find the Spotify link, the TikTok link, the website link, Mark's photography link, and O's book link. House of Jollof, soon land, soon land, in the description below. to my left's been Mark. Behind the camera's been next to him has been Mr. Burns. Next to him has been the pink pantress,
the pink ankle princess that was actually complimenting Mark's ankles because she was jealous of them because her own are chunky.
Love and guidance, peace and blessings. And Gabriel keeps butchering this whenever I'm not here. If it ain't snowing, man ain't going.
But
love
it, like
peace.
Gabriel's killed it. I feel like we should just do walk and live. I know why that's sweet, you, because you was getting the brunt of it earlier. Oh. So, okay, I love it.
That's really true. Wow.
You've been listening.